الحمد لله، الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، على من لا نبي بعده، ولا أمة بعد أمته، ولا شريعة بعد شريعته، ولا كتاب بعد كتابه، صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعباد الرحمن الذين يمشون على الأرض هونا وإذا خاطبهم الجاهلون قالوا سلاما. صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: من تواضع لله رفعه الله، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected ulama, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, every human being on the face of this earth, regardless of his creed, color, race or nationality, be it a Muslim, be it a disbeliever, he is the servant of Allah. However, there are certain servants of Allah whom Allah has very passionately referred to as his beloved servants. By way of example, a father has four sons, but he refers to one of them that this is my son. Now this doesn't for a moment suggest to advocate that the other sons are not his. But that son that's most obliging, that son that's at the service of the father normally refers to that son that, that is my son, that is my blue-eyed boy. Likewise, every human being on the face of this earth is the servant of Allah. But Allah has made reference to certain servants of his as his beloved. Inna ibadi laysa laka alayhim sultan. وَكَفَى بِرَبِّكَ وَكِيلًا. When Shaitan had taken that pledge that he would mislead man, Allah told Shaitan that there are certain selected, chosen servants of mine. You could try your level best in trying to mislead or beguile them, yet you would never ever succeed. نِعْمَ الْعَبْدِ إِنَّهُ أَوَّابٌ. Ayyub alayhi salam, what a brilliant servant of Allah he was. The question now arises that who are the beloved servants of Allah? In the 19 juz of the Quran, Allah very explicitly, very clearly outlines 13 attributes or 13 qualities of those that are divine to be the beloved servants of Allah. The first of which is the ayah that I had recited before you, when Allah Ta'ala says that وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنِ الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنَا, that my choicest, my beloved servants are those that walk on this earth with total humility. So the first quality that defines one becoming the beloved of Allah is the quality of humility. Now when we speak of walking with humbleness, this doesn't for a moment suggest or advocate a slow walk, a lethargic walk. This is not a humble walk. Sayyidina Umar had seen one person walking very slowly. He asked him, "Oh my brother, are you sick?" He said, "No." He gave him one shot, he told him, "Walk faster." Nabi alayhi salam had a brisk walk, he had an upright walk. And from amongst the daughters, Sayyidina Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha had enjoyed the privilege of emulating the very walk of Nabi alayhi salam precisely. That sahaba used to say that if you had seen the walk of Fatima from the back, you would swear that was the walk of Nabi alayhi salam. He had a swift walk, he had an upright walk. Sahaba add to this description that ka'annahu yanzil, that as though he was descending from a flight of stairs. But wallah, brothers, it was not only the walk of Nabi alayhi salam that denoted humbleness, but his entire life was the embodiment of total humbleness. He's sitting in the home of Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha in an absolute humble posture. One woman happens to pass by and she glances at this humble posture of Nabi alayhi salam and she comments that unzuru ilayhi yajlisu kama yajlisu al-abd, that is this the man who they say is the noblest of humanity. He sits like a slave on the floor and eats. Nabi alayhi salam calls this woman. He says, "Oh my sister, I am a slave. Ana akulu kama ya'kulu al-abd. I eat like how a slave eats. Ana ajlisu kama yajlisu al-abd. I sit like how a slave sits. Ana la akulu muttaki'an. I would never recline or lean against anything and eat. أَنَا أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الْمَمْلُوكِ, I accept the invitation of beggars and slaves. To this extent, لَوْ دُعِيتُ إِلَىٰ كِرَاءٍ لَأَجِبْتُ, if you are to invite me to a meager meal in which we have prepared nothing but a shoulder of a sheep, I would accept. These are the words of Nabi alayhi salam. He's sitting with his sahaba. One woman happens to pass by, and she is captured by this awe-striking personality of Nabi alayhi salam. And she starts pulsating and breathing heavy. Nabi alayhi salam tells her that, "Hawwin alayk, oh my sister, calm down, calm down. فَإِنَّمَا لَسْتُ بِمَلِكِ, I am not a king." And then see how the Nabi of Allah introduces himself. Allahu Akbar, إِنَّ اللَّهَ نَزَرَ فِي قُلُوبِ الْعِبَادِ, that Allah searched the hearts of humanity. And then Allah chose my heart from His entire creation. فَبَعَثَ اللَّهُ بِرِسَالَتِهِ وَانْتَخَبَهُ بِعِلْمِ, and when Allah was to anoint me and crown me with prophethood, Allah sent Jibreel. Oh Jibreel, I have decided that he is going to be my final Nabi, but I send you with one of two choices. Present to him, if he wants, I would give him prophethood with a dominion, and if he so desires, I would give him prophethood with slavery. Nabi alayhi salam says, فَأَوْمَأَ إِلَيَّ Jibreel. Jibreel indicated to me that تَوَاضَعَ لِرَبِّكَ, that, oh Muhammad, it is your choice, but my humble opinion is that display humbleness to your Allah. He says, that is what I wanted to say. بَلْ نَبِيًّا عَبْدًا بَلْ نَبِيًّا عَبْدًا, oh Jibreel, I would live like a slave and I would die like a slave. And then what did Nabi alayhi salam say? That لَا تَرْفَعُونِي فَوْقَ قَدْرِي, oh my sahaba, do not elevate me beyond my rank, beyond my position. فَتَقُولُ فِيَا مَا قَالَتِ النَّصَارَ فِي الْمَسِيحِ, and do not utter in my favor those things that the people said regarding Isa alayhi salam. وَلَا تُفَضِّلُونِي فَوْقَ يُونُسُ بْنُ مَتَّى, and don't constantly chant those slogans that I am more higher in rank than Yunus alayhi salam, although Allah has given me more superiority than him. Why? فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ اتَّخَذَنِي عَبْدًا قَبْلَ أَن يَتَّخَذَنِي رَسُولًا, for verily Allah has first made me his servant and then Allah had made me his prophet. Nabi alayhi salam tells this woman that calm down, take it easy. And then see how he introduces himself. That فَإِنَّمَا أَنَا ابْنُ إِمْرَأَةٍ مِّن قُرَيْشِ تَأْكُلُ الْقَدِيرِ, that I am an ordinary man of a simple woman from the Quraysh. My mother lived eating on dry meat. My respected brothers, can we refer to the mother of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam as a simple mother? Wallah, there isn't any mother that had traversed the earth greater in rank, greater in status than the mother of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Scholars are unanimous that no man has praised Nabi alayhi salam in a more comprehensive way than Hassan bin Thabit. When he stands on the minbar, he looks into the face of Nabi alayhi salam and the words involuntarily flow from his lips, that ma ahsanu min kalam tarakat tu'ayni wa ajmalu min kalam talidin nisa'u khuliqta mubarra'an min kulli aybin كَأَنَّكَ قَدْ خُلِقْتَ كَمَا تَشَاءُ, that Ya Rasulullah, more majestic than you, my eyes have not seen, more beautiful than you, no mother has ever given birth to a child. خُلِقْتَ مُبَرَّأً مِّن كُلِّ عَيْبٍ, you have been created free from every blemish. كَأَنَّكَ قَدْ خُلِقْتَ كَمَا تَشَاءُ, it is as though you told Allah how to create you, and on your tamanna, on your desire, He had created you. Sahaba Ikram come to Nabi alayhi salam. And he said that often we present in the courts of kings, rulers and emperors, and we find that the people, they bow as a token of respect. But we find that you are more deserving for this respect. So grant us permission that when we make our presence in your gathering, we will also bow as a token of respect. And then we would sit in your gathering. Nabi alayhi salam said that, no, no. Oh my sahaba, hadha taf'u al-a'ajim bimulukiha. This is how the disbelievers honor the kings. I am not a king. He overheard sahaba discussing. One person said, that's so strange. Allah had made Ibrahim his friend. Allah communicated and conversed with Musa alayhi salam. Isa alayhi salam was Ruhullah. Nabi alayhi salam comes out and he says, oh my sahaba, I overheard you discussing. Allah had made Ibrahim his friend. Musa was, he had communicated with Allah. Isa alayhi salam was Ruhullah. However, وَأَنَا حَبِيبُ اللَّهِ وَلَا فَخَرٍ, I am the beloved of Allah, and I say this without an iota of pride. لِوَاءُ الْحَمْدِ بِيَذِي يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, the banner would be in my hands on the day of Qiyamah. كُلُّ النَّاسِ تَحْتَ لِوَائِي, Adam and his progeny would be under my banner. أَنَا أَوَّلُ مَنْ يُحَرِّكُ بَابَ الْجَنَّةِ, I would be the first to knock the door of Jannah. فَيُفْتَحُ لِي. The doors of Jannah would be open for me. وَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةِ حُرِّمَتْ عَلَى الْأَنْبِيَاءِ كُلِّهَا حَتَّى أَدْخُلَهَا. And Jannah has been made haram upon every Nabi until I do not enter into Jannah. So the first quality that defines one becoming the beloved of Allah is the quality of humbleness. Ulama refer to humbleness as Ummul Mahasin, as the mother of all goods. And coupled with that, in the same breath, in the same light, the first quality of those that are detested, those that are hated, and they are the enemies of Allah, are those individuals that display pride, arrogance, and haughtiness. Musa alayhi salam communicated to Allah that man abghadu khalqik. O may Allah tell me, who is that person who is the most wicked in your creation? Who is the most wretched in your creation? Allah tells Musa, that person that possesses four qualities. Man takabbara qalbu wa ghalidha lisanu wa da'afa yaqinu wa bakhilat yadu. That person who has pride in his heart. Just as the abode of fearing Allah is the heart. Nabi alayhi salam said, At-taqwa hahuna wa ashara ila sadri thalasa marrat. Just as the abode of taqwa is the heart, in a similar manner, the abode of pride is also the heart. The second is that person who is arrogant with his tongue. The third is that person who has weak conviction. And the fourth is that person who mises with his wealth. These four categories of people are the most detested, the most hated, and the most evil in the eyes of Allah. The hadith of Asma binti Umays. Nabi alayhi salam said, تَبِعْسَ الْعَبْدُ عَبْدٌ تَخَيَّلَ وَاخْتَالَ وَنَسِيَ الْكَبِيرَ الْمُتَعَالَ. Evil indeed is that servant who displays pride and he forgets that pride is the garment of Allah. بِعْسَ الْعَبْدُ عَبْدٌ تَجَبَّرَ وَاعْتَدَى وَنَسِيَ الْجَبَّارَ الْعَالَى. Evil indeed is that servant who displays arrogance and might and he forgets that the Almighty is Allah. بِعْسَ الْعَبْدُ عَبْدٌ سَهَى وَلَهَى وَنَسِيَ الْمَقَابِرَ وَالْبِلَى. Evil indeed is that servant who leads a life heedless and oblivious and he forgets the qabr and its loneliness. بِعْسَ الْعَبْدُ عَبْدٍ عَسَى وَتَغَى وَنَسِيَ الْمُبْتَدَى وَالْمُنْتَهَى. Evil indeed is that servant who rebels and he forgets his beginning and he forgets his ending. وَبِعْسَ الْعَبْدُ عَبْدٍ طَمْعٍ يَقُودُهُ. Evil indeed is that servant who is driven by greed, and equally evil indeed is that servant who is driven by lust. What are the words of Nabi alayhi salam? What is the definition of pride? لَا يَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةِ مَنْ كَانَ فِي قَلْبِهِ مِسْقَالُ ذَرَّةٍ مِّنْ كِبْرٍ. He would never ever enter Jannah in whose heart there is an iota of pride. One sahabi comes to Nabi alayhi salam. O Nabi of Allah, I am such a person. I am very meticulous when it comes to my dressing. I want my clothes to be neat. I want my shoes to be neat. To such an extent, وَشِرَاكُ نَعَلِي jadid. I even want my shoelace to be neat. Tell me, is that pride? Nabi alayhi salam said that, no. Oh my sahabi, let me explain to you what is pride. Inna Allaha jameelun yuhibbu al-jamal. Allah is beautiful and Allah loves beauty. Inna Allaha yuhibbu an yara athara ni'matihi ala 'abdihi. Allah loves to see that the servant expresses the bounties of Allah upon him. You give someone a gift, he puts it to good use, it brings joy to your heart. Nabi alayhi salam said that, no. Oh my sahabi, let me explain to you what is pride. Al-kibru batru al-haqq wa ghamtu an-nas. That pride in essence means to consider yourself superior. The automatic result of which is you have a perception about yourself. You create an opinion about yourself that I am superior. وَبَطْرُ الْحَقِّ. And to deny the truth. That is the definition of pride. Now as I had mentioned, when a person has this perception that I am superior, that is why Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to say, that inna akhwafa ma akhafu alaykum, that the thing that I fear the most for you is that you would become obsessed with yourself. You would walk around with an opinion. You would walk around with a perception about yourself. What does he say? وَمَنْ قَالَ أَنَا عَالِمْ فَهُوَ جَاهِلٌ. That person who says, I am learned, he is ignorant. وَمَنْ قَالَ أَنَا فِي الْجَنَّةِ فَهُوَ فِي النَّارِ. That person who says, I am in the gardens of Jannah, he is in the hellfire. Subhanallah. What words of wisdom Allah had inspired on the tongue of Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. Listen to this. One day somebody asked her, that, "Oh Aisha, mata alam anni muhsin? When will I know that I am a good man?" She says, "Idha alimta annaka musi." As long as you consider yourself to be evil. "Wamata alam anni musi?" And when will I know that I am evil? "Idha alimta ka annaka muhsin." As long as you consider yourself to be good. The riwayat of Bazzar, the words of Nabi alayhi salam, "Law lam tuznibu la khashitu alaykum ma hu akbar minhu." Oh my Sahaba, had you not sinned, if you were not to sin, I feared that you would have been gripped by a sin greater than all sins. And that is pride and obsession over the fact that you are sinless. Pride would come into you. What comes in that particular quotation? That one person had worshipped Allah for 70 years in the Bani Israel. Before I come to this, that is why Abdullah ibn Mas'ud used to mention, he says that salvation lies in two things, and destruction lies in two things. The two things in which salvation lie, one is at-taqwa wa niyya, fearing Allah and having noble endeavors. When you deal with anyone, keep your intentions clear. Do not have any ulterior motives. You give a man your word, keep to your word. At-taqwa wa niyya, the two things in which salvation lie, fearing Allah and having noble endeavors. And the two things in which destruction lie, one is despondency. We find currently the aim of the media is to create despondency in the hearts of the Muslims, to make them despair. But a believer never despairs of the mercy of Allah. Let me give you one example. Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salam is separated from his son Yusuf for a period of 80 years. He cries to Allah. He makes dua to Allah. He loses his eyesight. You are making dua to Allah for the tunnel to come to an end, but it is getting darker and darker. You are asking Allah for the rain to stop, but it is pouring. He's making dua to Allah, "Return my Yusuf." After 80 years, he loses his second son, Binyamin. But what is the spirit of a Nabi? You are making dua to Allah to cure you from one sickness. Doctors now detect another sickness in you. But what is the spirit of a believer? "Ya bani yadhhabu fatahassasu min Yusuf wa akhihi wa la tayasu min rawhillah." Oh my other sons, go and look for my Yusuf and Binyamin. And what does he advise them? "La tayasu min rawhillah." Do not despair of the mercy of Allah. It is only the disbelievers that despair. So despondency, that is one. The second thing in which destruction lies, ulama have written, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud has mentioned, al-i'ajab, where a person has a perception about himself, where a person has a, he creates an impression about himself that I am superior and the next man is inferior. Wallah, brothers, the world has become so desperate for fame and recognition, that people are actually excelling in evil to be on record. The fattest man in the world, just to be on record, people are going on hunger strikes to gain world sympathy that a man by this name is existing. The longest nails in the world. The world has become so desperate for fame. You haven't greeted me. What did the Nabi of Allah say? Al-badi'u bis-salami bari'un min al-kibr. The one that greets first, he is free from pride. As I was mentioning, that the world has become so desperate for fame and recognition that I must be recognized, my name must be taken with honor. But at the same time, in the same breath, Allah's Rasul has praised certain people. Those people who remain silent, they remain hidden. No one knows about them. Nabi alayhi salam mentioned that inna min ibadillah, that from amongst the servants of Allah, there are those servants, wallah, that man will knock your door. You will not even give him a 20 cents. Ajulat maniyatuhu. He lives a very short life. Qallat bawaqi. Very few people mourn his death. In غابوا لم يفتقدوا. When he's absent from your function, no one looks for him. وَإِنْ حَذَرُوا لَمْ يُقَرَّبُوا. When he makes his appearance, no one gives him any additional hospitality. أَكْفِيَاءٌ فِي الدُّنْيَا. When he speaks, no one listens. إِنْ خَطَبُوا لَمْ يُنْكِحُوا. When he proposes, his proposal is never accepted. Very few people know him by his name. But I swear by Allah, مَعَرُوفُونَ فِي السَّمَا. Every angel of every sky knows that man by his name. He knocks your door, you shut the door. لَوْ أَقْسَمَ عَلَى اللَّهِ لَعَبَرَّ. Whatever qasam he takes, Allah will make it happen on his qasam. On his qasam, if he has to pick up his hands once, Allah will give him Jannatul Firdaus. Abu Zar walks by. Nabi alayhi salam is seated with Jibreel alayhi salam in a form of dahya qalbi. So Jibreel alayhi salam tells Nabi alayhi salam, isn't that Abu Zar? لَوْ سَلَّمَ عَلَيْنَا لَرَدَدْنَا عَلَيْهِ. If he had greeted us, we would have returned his greeting. So Nabi alayhi salam tells Jibreel, oh Jibreel, do you know my Sahaba by the names? He says, leave that aside. وَالَّذِي بَعَثَكَ بِالْحَقِّ نَبِيًّا. By the qasam of that being who sent you as his true messenger, Abu Zar is more famous in the heavens than the earth. As I was mentioning, Nabi alayhi salam said that person who has an iota of pride in his heart, he will never smell the fragrance of Jannah. The hadith, we understand that person who has pride in his heart, that pride will become an obstacle to all avenues of good. By way of example, Nabi alayhi salam said that a proud man would never greet. He would wait to be greeted. Many people complain today that no one greets me. That is the problem. We are waiting for others to greet us. Why don't we greet first? Everyone would respond. When Sayyid Ahmed Khan Sahib Muhajir-e-Madani used to mention, he says, today you and I have become like animals. We walk past one another, yet we do not greet. So Nabi alayhi salam said, what we understand from this hadith, that person who has pride in his heart, that pride will become an obstacle to all avenues of good. Number one, a proud man would never greet. He would wait to be greeted. Number two, a proud man, Nabi alayhi salam said, apologize and Jannat is yours. Nabi alayhi salam said, apologize and Jannat is yours. A proud man will find it below his dignity to go up to that man and apologize. And number three, Nabi alayhi salam said that a proud man would never visit the sick. Someone is poorer than you, one of your employees is sick, you would never take out time to go and visit that man. You have pride in you. Hence, brothers, pride, it is one sin, but it is Ummul Amrad, it is the mother of all sins. Ulama have written that there are various levels of pride. There isn't much time. The first level of pride, ulama write, is against Allah. Was not the first crime committed in this universe the quality of pride? When Allah told Shaitan that prostrate before Adam, what did he say? خَلَقْتَنِي مِن نَارُ وَخَلَقْتَهُ مِن تِينَ. You have created him from fire. You have created me from fire. You have created him from sand. Am I not more superior than him? Allah makes mention of the pride of the kuffar. وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ لَا يَرْجُونَ لِقَاءَنَا. They made the request that we want to see Allah with our naked eye. لَقَدْ اسْتَكْبَرُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ. Allah says, what pride they have displayed. That is the first level of pride. The second level of pride, ulama write, is against the prophets. Nabi alayhi salam had mentioned that denying the truth, it is pride. You are having an elaborate function for your daughter's wedding. One humble man comes and tells you, oh my brother, it is your money, it is your daughter, it is your wedding. But the Nabi of Allah had said that this function is too elaborate. Now you turn around, you snub the man and you tell him, it is not your money, it is not your daughter. I can do what I want. Are you jealous that you cannot possess what I have? Nabi alayhi salam said, you are proud. There is no Jannat for you. When Nabi alayhi salam told the kuffar, come and sit in my gathering, what comments did they make? كَيْفَ نَجْلِسُ عِنْدَكَ وَإِنَّكَ هَاؤُلَىٰ. Are you asking us to stoop so low and sit in your company when you have these low people by you? Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam, one of the greatest things for him to be accepted in the court of Allah was that daily he used to take out time and sit with the poor. When Salman Farsi had become the governor of Medina, one person mistook him to be a laborer. He said, oh my brother, would you assist me? He takes this man's load, puts it on his shoulder and he starts walking.
When he enters the city, people say, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen. Then only the person who had tasked him had realized that who have I burdened? He said that lifelong I will never burden any man in the future. Such a great man. The governor of Medina had taken my load and went. When Abu Bakr had taken the reins of the Islamic empire, one young girl, she had said, Al-an la tuhlab mana'ihu darina. That gone are the days where Abu Bakr will milk our goats. Now you are speaking about the Amir. He calls this young girl. He says, Oh my sister, I make dua to Allah that the position that Allah has endowed me with does not alter my interaction with the general masses of the Ummah. Ulama have written that there are few reasons as to why pride comes into a person. Number one is because of knowledge. Each man knows how vulnerable he is. Be it knowledge, be it skill, be it competence. Like in English they say fame. If you cannot manage it, it becomes a flame and burns that very man. The celebrities of the world, they come in the limelight. The world salutes them. The youth flock towards them. Then they cannot take that fame. They start womanizing. They start taking drugs. Subhanallah. It comes in the riwayat. Nabi alayhi salam, on the occasion of Fatih Makkah, when he came into Makkah, the riwayat suggests that he had humbled himself in such a way that his chin was touching his chest. That is the first reason why pride comes into a person, because of knowledge. Nabi alayhi salam said a time will come where people will say, Man aqra'u minna. Who can be more learned than us? The second reason why pride comes into a person is because of piety. A person will do certain good actions and then he will become proud about the whole thing. That is why Nabi alayhi salam said that when you hear people saying halakan nas, that people are useless, people are incompetent, remember he is the worst of them all. That is why we are constantly reminded in the ahadith that we should spend our wealth and our time in the path of Allah. If a person will only spend his wealth, pride will come into him. I built so many masajid, I put up so many wells, pride will come into you. And if you only come on the sponsorship of others, greed will come into you. What I was mentioning, that riwayat, I conclude, that one person in Bani Israel, he had worshipped Allah for 70 years. That pride, that obsession that I have done this, he made dua to Allah, Allah rejected his dua. فَأَقْبَلَ عَلَىٰ نَفْسِي. He began admonishing himself that I am incompetent, I am incapable. If I was, Allah would have accepted my dua. Allah sent one angel to tell this person that إِنَّ سَاءَتَكَ الَّتِي إِزْدَرَيْتَ نَفْسَكَ. Oh my ummati, that one moment where you had condemned yourself was better than 70 years of your ibadat. There's so much I could tell you. I've only touched on the second point. There's 7 points to mention. If Allah gives us the tawfiq, on some other occasion we would conclude. Ulama have written, I conclude. They say to break pride, number one, constantly think about your sins. Many a time you go to a function, a man stands up, he introduces you, he starts praising you. Brothers, I always say that man is saying what he is saying because he doesn't know the other half of me. If he knew the other half, not one of you would take out time to come and listen to me. It is only the mercy of Allah that he has veiled us. So number one, constantly think about your sins. And number two, to break pride, think yourself incompetent, incapable. Oh Allah, this wealth, this honor, these cars, these homes that you have given me. Oh Allah, this is out of your sheer mercy. We make dua to Allah. Allah, free our hearts of pride and arrogance. And Allah, make us his humble servants. Verily, Nabi alayhi salam said that person, that servant of Allah who will humble himself, Allah will elevate him to the skies. And that person who will display pride, Allah will drop him beneath the earth. May Allah inspire us all. فآخر دعوانا الحمد لله.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، حي على الفلاح. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
الحمد لله، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والعاقبة للمتقين، والجنة للموحدين، ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين. والصلاة والسلام الأكملان الأتمان على الركن الأعظم، أفضل من تقدم ومن تأخر، وعلى آله وأصحابه الغر الميامين. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعباد الرحمن الذين يمشون على الأرض هونا، وإذا خاطبهم الجاهلون قالوا سلاما. وقال تعالى: ولا تمشي في الأرض مرحا، إنك لن تخرق الأرض ولن تبلغ الجبال طولا. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: من تواضع لله رفعه الله، ومن تكبر وضعه الله. يا عباد الله، وحدوا الله فإن التوحيد رأس الطاعات، واتقوا الله فإن التقوى ملاك الحسنات. وعليكم بالسنة، فإن السنة تهدي إلى الإطاعة، ومن أطاع الله ورسوله فقد رشد واهتدى. وإياكم والبدعة، فإن البدعة تهدي إلى المعصية، ومن يعص الله ورسوله فقد ضل وغوى. وعليكم بالصدق، فإن الصدق ينجي والكذب يهلك. وعليكم بالإحسان، فإن الله يحب المحسنين. ولا تقنطوا من رحمة